Nolte, Democrat fundraiser features simulated Donald Trump assassination. By John Nolte on August 19, 2019. Proving once again that there are no moral boundaries in the Democrat Party. A fundraiser for a prominent Illinois state senator featured the simulated assassination of President Trump. Mark Maxwell, the Capitol Bureau chief and anchor for JA, a CBS TV affiliate in central Illinois, tweeted out photos of the staged assassination, which featured a man decked out in Mexican garb wearing a Donald Trump mask pretending to be shot in the chest by a man holding a fake assault weapon. A political fundraiser for its Senator Sandoval simulates an assassination attempt against a mock at real Donald Trump decked out in Mexican garb. Looks like a man pointed a fake assault weapon at the fake president to pose for a picture, read Maxwell's tweet. The $250 minimum fundraiser was for State Senator Martin Sandoval, a powerful Chicago-area Democrat. Sandoval eventually apologized. The incident that took place is unacceptable. I don't condone violence toward the president or anyone else. I apologize that something like this happened at my event, he said in a statement to JA. But Sandoval can also be seen in another photo posing with a man in the checkered shirt who held the phony machine gun. From the looks of it, this is how Democrats enjoy themselves when they believe no one is looking. After all, there are no reports anywhere about someone stepping in to stop the sickening display or condemning it prior to getting caught. What we have here are a bunch of Democrats whooping it up with a little Trump assassination porn. But when you have far-left media outlets like NLAL that have openly wished for Trump's assassination, that have normalized the idea of assassinating Trump as a good thing, this is to be expected. The other expected thing is no media uproar. Obviously, if this occurred at a Republican fundraiser, it would consume the media for weeks. We would never hear the end of it. Every single national Republican would be buttonholed and bludgeoned until they disavowed it and everything else. CNN's kangaroo courts would be endless, and the only way to cleanse yourself would be to repudiate Trump. Guns, the NRA, America, apple pie, baseball, the flag, and your own mother. We all saw what the media did to a nobody rodeo clown guilty of nothing more than wearing an Obama mask. But a powerful state Democrat hosting a fundraiser where a mock presidential assassination took place hardly rates a media mention because, you know, the orange man is bad. Senior White House adviser Kellyanne Conway, who is keenly aware of media double standards, tweeted out Sunday, "Every Democrat should be asked if they support or disavow this."